And we are live, unfortunately. Here we go again. If you're listening to this on replay, what are you doing? Come through, come join us live on air. This is weekly wrap up, but we're also live now on Mondays as well for the Wrap It Up Podcast Live. And Cody and I are still dropping shows every Wednesday. We will be dropping one next Wednesday, obviously. We didn't drop one this Wednesday. We had a lot going on. I couldn't really record. We had a couple of interviews still that I had to record and bank as well. So we have a lot of interviews coming up, and they're very much all walks of life. Like, I know we say that every single time, but honestly, I do feel like this time around, a lot of the interviews are going to be very interesting. So we're going to get to all of those every Wednesday, and then we will also be doing the Wrap It Up Podcast Live, which will be every Monday on this app here on Podbean, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Usually it'll be myself, Cody, Bundy Beats, Lacka. They will usually be a part of that show, but I mean, it's like this show. It's the weekly wrap-up, but it's at the beginning of the week. I actually think we talked about it last week. I believe Lacka was the one who said we should call it Weekly Startup, but that just didn't sound right, and I am unoriginal and uncreative, so we went with the Wrap It Up Podcast Live. But check it out. I can't wait for these guys to get in here because I have reactions from that Wrap It Up Podcast Live, but I don't think we're going to lead there. I think, well, look who's here. Let's welcome in our first good friend of the program, a great co-host, Lacka. Welcome.
How we doing, man? It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
That's true.
I actually don't think anybody says
say
that.
Things. We like to say things that are true on this program, don't we?
We typically.
Isn't that what we all strive for?
Technically, we strive for consistency, but that's neither here nor there.
How are we doing on this lovely Friday?
Oh, we'll get to it. Did the about change yet, or does it still say that Sammy Abstract?
It still says yes.
God damn it. I don't understand.
I think it's my phone at this point.
I was going to say it might be you guys might need to update the app.
Because, yeah, I'm just getting my Mac up and running again. It's very slow. It's like, aren't all our laptops pretty old? I mean, you just got yours, but everybody keeps like an old laptop sitting around.
That's true. I did have an old laptop before this one.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about getting Podbean on that and see how that's going to work if we're both. Because you said only mobile callers can call in, right?
Right. I believe so.
But what if – because it looks like they just updated Podbean. So what if we could stream – I wonder if we stream at the same time, if we can merge.
So you actually are
– streams or something.
Right. You're getting at something that I've been thinking about. So this show and the Monday live show are just on this app, but there has to be a way where we can like do it on like either StreamYard
streams. Yeah.
Right. And do it on YouTube and do it on Twitch and whatever it may be.
Twitch might be a little better or YouTube. Yeah.
But I think you can do both. I mean, that's the thing. So we have to figure it out. I mean, I've been looking into a lot of that.
Multiple computers and then stream at the same time.
Right. And I think if we do it on StreamYard, we'd be chilling, but we'll get to that. Right. Lucas, happy Friday. Welcome, my friend. We missed you on Monday.
I did. My bad, guys. How are you?
Good.
Well,
Lucas.
We're
good
here.
To hear from you.
It is good to hear from you. I talked to you very recently, though. Oh, on Wednesday, I talked to you.
How you doing this wonderful Friday, Luke?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. It's supposed to be 90 degrees tomorrow.
It's supposed to be 98 tomorrow and, like, 99 on Sunday?
Yeah. Are we leading with the weather?
And then it's 64 on Monday. It's like, what the hell?
We're leading with the weather, yeah. So make sure, ladies and gentlemen, that you bust out your ACs from the winter, dust them off, throw them in your windows, be safe out there. Make sure
it's
going to
be
too much
70
UVs.
Next week, you psycho!
You got to combat those UVs, bro. Those are the things that you don't feel.
Put on sunscreen.
Combat the UVs.
Say it one more time.
Combat the UVs.
Quit being a get them both out of the way quick.
You're getting really good at that, bro.
Damn right. I'll have the soundboard up and ready now when I start the show.
Oh, dude, I just got a MIDI. I just got my MIDI that came in, the MIDI keyboard with sound Ooh. Pads and whatnot. And you can, Ooh. I can put those sounds on an actual hardware.
Oh, we are going to have to. There is plenty of drops I want to get from the stupid shit everyone has said over the year of podcasting that we have done.
Yeah, dude, you can even just go on YouTube, pick out all the sounds and samples that you want, and I'll make a whole kit for you. I can throw them all into Logic and press them up, and I'll make a kit for you.
Absolutely need to do that. That would be fire.
And I could also press it into a file and then put it on an SD card. And then some drum machines and like beat kits have SD slots, right. And you can just plug it right in, and all of it, and you can just load it right up because it's on the SD card.
Right. And then it would. Oh,
you can put it on any program.
Yeah. Ooh, that seems like the wave, because we definitely need drops. Drops
that's
would
for
definitely
hardware too, or you could do it all through software. It'd just be really annoying.
Exactly. Drops are definitely the best part of the show that we added.
And then you can get super good at it because it's all right there.
Oh, exactly.
And you're doing it actually live. Yeah.
I'd be way too trigger happy though. Anytime there's a semi-bad joke, like, get fucked.
Yeah, if there's drum pads in front of me, you gotta touch
them. Dude, it's over. I guess we'll continue to stall while we wait for the other two. But I definitely think we're going to lead with the Duncan 10 story, because you can't convince me otherwise after today. I had the weirdest exchange at the Westfield Duncan.
That was today? I thought that this whole thing happened a couple weeks ago.
It did. And then it happened again today.
You declared yourself a Duncan 10.
I confirmed it to the heavens today.
Today. Okay. So it happened twice. You're telling me it happened multiple times.
Oh, it's like three times now. I didn't even get that much food because I was just so taken aback by the interaction that we had. Dude, could I get an order of hash browns? That'd be really sick, dude. That was my lunch.
I'm very interested.
Yeah, you can wait until the rest of the group's here.
I really can't.
You really can't. This is a 101 in cliffhanging. Before we get to that, how do you like how I've been adding the memes to how I promote the show now on Instagram? I think that is the best thing I've done.
I enjoy it.
It's so funny. Did you see the one I put on my personal?
No, not your personal yet. I haven't scrolled that far down.
Wow, you're a dick. You are a dick.
I was literally staring at your meme for like a whole minute.
I've had so many good ones. The one when I did the SNL question where it was like, well, in that case, and it was a well in a suitcase. I thought that was awfully clever.
Those are some of my favorite jokes. Like,
simple,
straight to the point, in your face jokes. Like, my favorite one of those is like a dude with a name tag with Matt comes up to some guy's doorstep, like as a delivery, and he's like, you're welcome, Matt. And then he goes, you're welcome, Matt.
I'm not buying it.
It's so simple humor. That's why I like it. It reminds me of like Napoleon Dynamite type humor.
That's true. That is the best way to put it.
Can I have your
talk? The one I put on my personal was hilarious. It's the picture of the YouTube kids. And it's like a YouTube video, and the caption is, will the pain and suffering ever end? It's like live tonight. What was the other ones I used? The hating one. He's like, I'm a hater. For real. I wake up in the morning looking to spread negativity and hopefully ruin lives. Can
you hear
me? I can hear
you. Okay. You cut out for a second.
Oh, shit. My bad. I was just explaining my memes. The ones that I've used.
Yeah.
I liked that Devin Booker one I used too, where it was the kid. And this is like the Snapchat text. It's like, he said the light's too bright. It's like Devin Booker tonight in the elimination game.
Oh, God.
Oh, so funny. Well, I guess while we wait for them, this story they don't really need to be here for. I am convinced Stephen Curry, great basketball player. I think anybody who's not a fan of the Warriors, Steph Curry has fucked either their mother, grandmother, or their girlfriend. Because the irrational hate out there for Steph Curry is absurd.
Is at the point of popularity where people start to hate you.
And he also like butt fucks your favorite team and smiles and dances while he does it. Like, it's really embarrassing. Like, I imagine it hurts. I wouldn't know. Actually, I did when he was hurt, and the Warriors won 15 games and lost 60.
Oh.
It stunk, but now we're good again, buddy.
Sheesh. So explain to me these reasons why you think so, if that okay. wasn't some of them.
Okay. So I think the first thing is everyone gives Steph Curry for credit for changing the way kind of basketball is played, in a sense.
Well, yeah, because everyone had to get to his level to play.
You got to shoot threes. And now people hate, oh, I know. Yeah. Curry can literally pull up from anywhere. That changed it. That completely changed it. So I think people hate that he gets credit for that and quote unquote doing something so little, yeah. But at the same time, why didn't anyone else do it? Why didn't LeBum James do it? Oh, excuse me, LeBron. I'm so sorry. Whoops. I'm waiting for Cody to call in. I can see that he joined.
Ooh.
There we go. We'll ask him how he's doing. Yeah, we'll finish
definitely. When someone like that enters the game, everybody else needs to raise your bar up to that level.
For sure. Cody.
Jadai. I can hear Jadai.
I can hear him. He's just not speaking to us.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, there he is.
My fault.
It's popping. So right now, we're waiting for Jesus beer in the chat.
Hey, times one. I'm gonna pull up to a bar and be like, "Can I get a beer times one? Can I get a beer times five?" At the Rapids podcast. Follow, unfollow.
That's what you're supposed to do if the show isn't showing up.
Oh yeah.
Like on Spotify and stuff. Yeah, you're told to like do that, but. The show shows up on Spotify, no problem. It does not show up on Google until like the next day. So weird. But then sometimes Google has it up first and Spotify won't have it up for hours. Anyways, that's not what we're here for. I love you too, Cody.
Love times two.
Jesus Christ.
What's up, dude? Give me some love times two.
I would punch you in the mouth. I would punch you so hard in the mouth.
What's up, dude? Love times two at the Wrap It Up podcast. Follow, unfollow.
The new Lackenbrook sex tape.
Times two. Love times two.
I mean, people would buy that. We could name it something cool, too.
I mean, I would buy that was actual thing.
Two anorexic dudes.
The material.
A podcaster and a rapper meets Sheets.
Oh my god.
Sheets of music. Let's keep it professional. Let's keep it platonic.
Play musical Sheets.
Let's keep it platonic, my friends.
Cody, I think it's pronounced platonic.
It's platonic. That's what I
said. You said plutonic, it's like a plague.
No, it's pronounced cock.
You're right. exactly fucking right. On. Moving on. Anyways, I think another big reason Steph Curry gets hate is because he's been to 6 NBA finals in the last 8 years. That could probably piss people off.
Yeah, a little bit. Right. Tired of seeing somebody's face. And, you know,
sorry, you guys suck.
Let the new generation get up in here.
I said that he hit the point of popularity where people start to hate him.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think at any point easily. Of popularity, people are going to hate you, right?
Well, yeah.
I think it's just when you hit that like level that you're talking about is when people start talking about it, when it enters like the mainstream social.
Well, Brixie.
Or someone will try to dig something up.
Right.
So what has he done anything other than play basketball? Like, is he like just a overall piece of shit? Or like,
no, he's just that good.
But he's a very humble guy.
So, yeah, he's just a fucking... I think people are just Curry. So fucking fed up that they can't fucking – they can't
beat him.
Take him down a notch.
No, they can never beat him.
He's so young, so I take back what I said.
He's getting up there. I think 30 now. He might be 30.
Has anyone else seen the Pete Davidson commercials?
No. Oh, we'll get to Pete Davidson.
He did a song with Chris Webby, I heard. I don't have the audacity to look it up.
No,
I will. And I will.
I don't have the nut.
What I heard
song?
It.
I just don't have
Wait, what nut. Song?
P. Pete Davidson and Chris Webby made a song together.
No, I don't want to hear that.
Oh, I'm still playing it now. Bad answer, Chris.
I'm the guy. Fucking with the supply. I don't know. Some stupid shit, bro. It's like a stupid ass riff and everything, bro.
Oh, we'll be getting to that.
Is it an old school style beat or is it a new school shit?
Okay. New school. Yeah.
Let's take this moment here, boys, to welcome in our good friend Bundy Beats.
Hey, buddy.
Bandy.
I cannot believe I joined at the perfect time. Chris Webby and Pete Davidson on a song together.
Damn right.
I know.
Everyone's here. Let's start this goddamn show.
It's gotta be for the meme. Nine. The first. Eight, I've never seen that.
Seven.
It's for the
meme. Have you heard it?
Five. Four.
I haven't.
Three.
Two. Never even heard of it.
I hate this show. Let's do this shit, boys. 15 minutes in, we do the intro.
That kitty is ready.
Oh, she's like, yeah, man. She's like, put me in, coach.
Jesus, dude. Like a little rat. Like, molesting the cat?
she's a raptor, yeah. She's in heat.
I thought you were going to say she's a rat.
She's a puma.
We don't need no rats.
She's like
in the street.
Stalking the puppy.
Defamatory, harassing, obscene, or racist content is prohibited.
Yes.
Thank you, Lucas, for explaining the rules.
This is our copyright, dude.
I would rather trust my left nutsack to do the copyright.
Luke, you're live to tape.
You know, like the people that offer a product.
Please be respectful when participating in live show.
Yeah, Luke, that's you. Be respectful, dude.
You're live to
by using the call-in feature, you must understand that your voice may be recorded and published by the host. Okay.
That's your discretion is advised.
Yeah. Your discretion is advised.
And now we're back. What's up, fuckers?
Fuck you.
It comes in with the fuckers.
So I want to lead with this story. It's not really a story. Well, it's my story, but it's not fucking a reaction story. We'll get to those after. I want to lead with
it's
this story.
It's not real.
Get fucked, bitch. This story is 1,000% real. So I think it might have been two episodes ago, maybe even three at this point. Who knows? Who cares? Right. I made the proclamation that I'm a Dunkin' Donuts 10. Yeah.
So let me clarify what you're trying to say. Is that
by all means.
Is that meaning that the people, the employees in Dunkin' think you're a 10? Am I right there? Okay.
No, you're on the right track.
So if you were working at Dunkin', you would be a 10?
Easily.
Because you're the sexiest person.
No, because you're strictly working at Dunkin', you're now going to think Brooksy's a 10. You know what I mean? Easily. If you start tomorrow, you're thinking Brooksy's a 10. I'm joking, but keep going.
I'd date him for the free coffee.
So if you're a Dunkin' 10, then I'm a McDonald's 20.
Damn it, Bundy, you should have let him sit in that. That's a recycled joke.
Well, technically not, because I typed it in the group chat before I said it to the airwaves.
Yeah, which would make it recycled.
Technically, McDonald's is recycled sewage.
Okay, well, I've also heard really popular rappers spit the same freestyle over different freestyle radios.
Me too.
Say it's a freestyle.
Me too. Right,
so. Comedians get roasted for repeating jokes, though. Let me counter.
An artist doesn't draw the same thing 20 times unless they do. So let me counter with the neutral. At that point, is it really art? It's just mass production at that point.
Well, hold on. If Bob Ross decided to show a class or how to paint a picture, he'd probably use a picture that he's already painted before.
I don't know. Bob Ross is a different type of breed, man.
he's dead, so he's not built that different.
No, but all about...
Jesus, that was bad.
Blessing the airwaves with your closeted narcissism. As long as it's not necrophilia.
Yes.
Don't pile onto a bad joke.
You're supposed to be over here.
Hey, I'm going down with the dudes. I'm going down
That's
with
true.
The ship. I'm
going down in the ship together.
The ship is sinking. Yes. Going with this shit.
Good Captain Mustard.
Anyways, I would like to hear the rest of Berksy's story regarding.
Thank you.
I'm the co-pilot, and we've been hijacked.
Thank you. So as a Luke, I don't think you were here for this, so I'll quickly recap it. But last time I was at the Dunkin', I got a compliment, and the lady was like, "Oh, I like your hair." It's like, "Oh, thank you." And I went to say, you know, "You too. I like your hair." Because, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, not talk to anyone. I don't want to speak to you.
Yeah.
I looked. I had more hair than this person.
Ugh.
So saying that might have came off like a douchebag. So I held off. I was like, "Yeah, have a good weekend."
That's tough. But
so we don't take it off because I don't have the bar to get in there.
So this is about 2 weeks ago. So today I stopped at Dunkin'. I was like, "Oh, fuck it, I'll go inside." There was a long line in the drive-thru. I was like, "I don't want to sit in it. Fucking hot." I was like, "I'll just go stand in there." So I go in, whatever. And she was the one working the, you know, inside the punch-out area there, not the drive-thru. Wow, how hard was that, moron?
Is it so I walk up, a checkout?
That wasn't what I was going for either, though. I meant to distinguish the dining area and the drive-thru. But I'm an idiot. I couldn't get it out right. So I walk in, I was like, "I don't even really fucking know what I want." I was like, "If anything, I want a coffee. I'm tired." Mind you, it's like 11:30 at this point. So yeah. I'm just fucking having a shit day. So I go to get my coffee. So she's got her mask like half on, which I don't even know the rules in Westfield anymore. I don't need a mask.
I don't think so.
But I didn't wear one.
I go in a lot of stores all the time.
I don't use Hampton as mask free, so.
Yeah, Northampton is. I would imagine everywhere
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
So anyways, like, so I walk in. She takes basically, like, her mask off. Okay. Like, "Oh, hi." Like, you could have told me the way she said hello could have convinced me she knew my name. Like, I was convinced she was going to be like, "Oh, hey, Brooks, what's going on?" Like, that's how excited she was. She's like, "Oh, my gosh." She's like, "Your curls and your hair are amazing." It's like, it's fucking humid out, and I'm miserable. Like, this isn't amazing. I was like, it's obnoxious. I keep getting my headphones stuck in my hair. And so I was like, "Oh, thank you, this and that." And then she just keeps talking to me the whole time. Mind you, I don't like talking. I really don't, especially in public. Like, I just want my shit, and I want to go back to my car and leave. She's like making my drink and like basically yelling at me over the counter. Like, I felt like I was at a bar. It didn't feel like a Dunkin'. It felt like a bar.
No, I'm feeling the vibe now.
Right? So the whole time, I'm just, you know me. I'm a good actor. I could have made it in Hollywood. I'm like, "Oh, ha-ha." It's like, you know, what did I say? I was like, "Oh, at least it's Friday." Like, every time I say that too, though, I think like most of those people who work fast food absolutely have to work on the weekends.
Oh, yeah.
Whoops. Whoops. I don't really care that much.
Have a great weekend.
Literally, I say it like that every time.
I hope you have maniacal three.
Dude, how maniacal is that, dude?
It's fucked up. It's fucked up, all right? I'm well aware it's fucked up. So, going back and forth, I'm just buying into it. And just like, you know, I might need another espresso shot. I've already had three today. Like, yeah, that sounds like a heart attack. Dies laughing. Obnoxiously laughing. It's like, oh my god. Oh, it was awful. I would have rather nails on a chalkboard. I'm telling you, that's a better laugh. Oh my god, she's here! Holy shit!
I thought that was Bandy.
Brooks.
That
was
that was kind of creepy.
So, did she end up asking for your number, or what ended up happening?
Did she buy
got my meal
like an 80s movie?
Thanks, Lach.
Where is Bandy? I'm right here, man. Hi, bud.
I'm about to finish this right. So, she hands me the food and everything. Most people who hand you their food, they go back to the kitchen to do whatever they have to do next. She's standing there, like, expecting me, I think, to continue a conversation. I grabbed it. I was like, "Have a good weekend." Turned around, walked out of there as fast as I could.
Brooks, real quick, I have a kind of similar story.
You didn't get her number?
Yeah, why didn't you just ask her?
Anxiety, maybe?
I don't think she likes guys.
I'm glad you're on the same page. Is she ugly, Brooks?
I have more hair than her.
I had this mom and this girl come into work every single Friday and just stare at me while I worked. And anyways, they ended up. It was some weird shit, yo. they like ended up fucking coercing me to fucking get her daughter's number, and it just was a bad
that order. Sounds odd. So awkward.
No bro, because she kept leaving like paper notes in my Firo and shit, like slipping them in, and I'm like, yo, and I had to tell her I had a girlfriend, and then still didn't stop her, and I'm like,
yeah, well, you know, if the parents like you, then you're golden.
You have to impress
the parents. Who is this? Who are you talking about?
This is just a random girl, bro.
Yeah, I don't think we need names.
She was a chunkier, not really, you know, too attractive or whatever. Right. I mean, every Friday, man, I was a delivery driver, and I worked 4 to 10. And so, you know, I had no choice when there was no deliveries. I'd be just sitting out in the front.
You know, you tell her, she's like, yo, I got a child with another woman.
I didn't have a kid then, brother.
At the time, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what would have scared her away? Tell her you're a gym rat.
A gym rat? And then they'll see me so skinny. Like, look, bro, when the wind blows, I go.
I thought you were just going to tell them to get naked. Nah, you should have just taken off, Lucas, you should have just taken off your mask.
Let's get in the boo.
Cody knows what's up.
Ooh. Sure, what you
I wasn't working there at the time when Corona, but ooh, fucking Pendejo.
Ooh, for the shit joke.
Wow. This is what I'm working with tonight.
Yes.
Anything else from you boys here
at least
before
you can
we get to
drink
our first
on
article?
The clock, you
yes.
fucking.
Go ahead.
Beep. I learned a couple of swear words in Russian today, but I really forgot them. Pusti malaka, pinche maricones.
Yes.
You're canceled.
He said he... Oh, I know you were. Never mind.
Yes.
Fuck off. Okay, yes. So I'm assuming none of you have anything else you want to get into.
Oh, I'm about to get into something. No.
Okay. Well, we have... So this article... is from Nylon Mag on Twitter, and this is about SNL. So I put on Instagram 2 days ago now a poll asking if people thought SNL was funny. Now, granted, I didn't specify if the current product is funny. I just said, is SNL funny? Maybe that's where people got confused, but I was legitimately shocked by the responses. There was a decent amount of people who did think SNL was funny. Granted, they may have been trolling the program. Neither here nor there. But it was shocking. So this article from Nylon Mag is about Sarah Sherman, who is on SNL. She's on tour now. She's a alleged comedian. I say alleged because I don't think she's that funny. Neither here nor there.
I never heard of her.
Yeah, and you're not going to want to after this either. So she basically... Yikes. This article basically talks about her and joining SNL, I believe. So we're going to kind of get the snippets and the quick breakdown and why these people just let's get into it, shall we?
They can't be any worse than me.
If I was near the soundboard, I'd boo you. I'm not near the soundboard. I'm reading the article.
Can we start with that? Why haven't we done a segment about me yet?
Get good. So, Sarah Sherman, I'm quoting now from the article. Sarah Sherman is our May It Girl. Whatever. The comedian and actress talks to at whatever this magazine is about making SNL punk again, playing hashtag Chucky, her Chicago improv days, and more. So, let's start there. What the fuck does making SNL punk again mean?
I don't know, dude.
When was it punk?
I think she's like one of those like 55-year-olds that just had like a 13-year-old daughter.
I think
and it's like they're both completely oblivious to what's
going on. Saturday Night Live was good back in the 90s and early 2000s. And then it just fucking went downhill like a fucking train, man.
Saturday Night Live was
great.
Hilarious.
Oh, it was fire.
I don't have no interest in watching it. I'm just not interested in it.
I used to rush home to fucking go watch Saturday Night Live when it was coming. You know what I mean? Like
it was like a huge deal for the family to sit down and watch it.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell, Jimmy Fallon, Norm MacDonald.
I remember my dad, he would watch it.
Chris Farley.
Yeah.
Farley.
Chris Farley, yeah.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Luke?
I remember like early in my childhood, I would see like my parents watching it all the time. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't be able to watch it with them, nor I wouldn't get the jokes, but
right
on. You know what I mean?
Right. But there would be things that could still make you laugh. And we just listed off so many cast members who all went on and did all that. I mean, Adam Sandler, there's another one. You can name him day and night.
I tell you what, Saturday Night Live and Dr. Phil just need to be canceled. It's just
I believe Dr. Phil has been canceled.
No, it's still going on, man.
Really? I thought he was done doing an episode. Oh, that's Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz is done because he's running for mayor or something.
He's still going strong. But keep going, sorry.
So besides Pete Davidson and besides Kenan Thompson, can you guys name anybody on this current SNL cast? And besides the lady I just named? That's exactly what I wanted to hear.
I feel like Jack Harlow in that interview he did, because I don't know the answer. Where's the boo, dude? Come on.
I was letting you sit in it. Yo,
I think it's funny when they put like rap people on it and they fucking trash themselves. They trash their names. I watched Eminem go up there, like, what was it, last year or the year before?
He was last year, I think.
He trashed himself. He did, like, the like River song, I think it was called. River.
I know, that's right.
You remember that? It was fucking dog shit, man.
Awful.
Oh, man.
I haven't seen that. I'm very interested in watching
that. That song itself isn't even that great.
No, I don't like that song, no. Yeah.
But...
but like that's just one example I could think of off the top of my head, but there's multiple I've seen.
Yes, so there was one where Kendrick was on, and it was right around when like swimming pools was popping off.
Yeah,
and he didn't play swimming pools.
Oh.
Okay, whatever.
Like, you think that you'd go with the most trendy shit at that time? You wouldn't bring fucking, you know, your dog shit up to stage.
Dog shit. It's crazy. Like, I'm trying to think who else rap wise has been on recently. I mean, I think Kanye. No, Kanye wouldn't have been recently. I'm just thinking Kanye.
He was on one of the old ones. I think it was actually Kanye and Jay-Z. The older one.
It just feels too staged, and even like the late night show and all that. It's just all that shit is so staged now, and like before it was funny staged because you knew it was staged, but they did a good act, you know what I mean? And now it's just like, dude, get the fuck off! I wish I could throw tomatoes at you through my TV.
Because people aren't funny.
God,
people aren't funny. Like,
I want to hear more shit by Kirk Knight.
Okay, we can get to that if you want, but that's not what we're talking about right now.
Sure it is.
No.
It's most important.
Sure.
OJ's so the point, guy.
To the point about like the late night stuff, like people like Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Fallon are not funny people. Jimmy Kimmel is not a funny person. And it's also weird how he avoided cancellation, because he was in blackface, if you guys remember.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yes, sir. He dressed up as Carl Malone, known child diddler Carl Malone. Jesus
fucking Christ. Yikes.
Damn right. I was about to hit the wrong drop. We're not going to hit any drops after that one. I can't name anyone on that current cast. The most recent cast that I can think of that had people go on and do other things would probably be the one with... You okay over there, bud?
I had to take the headphones out for that one.
Yeah, that sounded rough. Would be the SNL cast that had Seth Meyers, Jason Sudeikis, Bill Hader, Fred Armisen, I think was a part of that one. That's the last one where I can name anyone who's gone on and done things since. And that was like 13, 14, I think.
Yeah, probably.
And that's being generous, I imagine. Like, it's awful. It's an awful product. But this lady thinks the reason it's awful is because it's not punk enough.
Yeah, what does that even mean?
I don't know what that means!
What it means is she's fucking out of her mind and she's just trying to fucking, yeah, I don't know.
Tap, trying to stay right.
Like if you were like 70 and you're reading that, you'd be like, oh, that's really cool. But like, you know, like when you have actual brain on you and you're living in today's world, it's like, are you okay?
If I was 70, how would I say it again? I don't think I caught that. How would I say it again?
Can we put that in the sound box?
Oh, that's really cool. I don't fucking
I sound like Adam Sandler. That's pretty good, dude.
I'm gonna sample that, put it on a vinyl, and scratch your voice. Oh,
why do you think I made him do it again and everyone stayed silent for it? That is definitely getting clipped.
On the soundboard, yeah. Oh, and that too. Someone quote that as well.
I wish somebody was talking during that. That one sounded awful.
I'll run it back and mix the shit out of that.
Fuck off. Fuck off. Lucas and I communicating to each other in old people noises.
That's okay.
That was just an actual ejaculation. That's sexual assault on the air. I don't know why your sexual assault is funny,
dude. At least he wrapped it up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank
you.
When somebody says I want to make SNL more punk, does that mean like bringing back Nirvana? Hey, dickhead!
Did you boo yourself?
Maybe everyone on the show just dyes their hair black and wears eyeliner and shit.
What?
They're making it more punk.
Make a punk band?
Nah, just like the cast is just all emo and shit.
I mean, maybe that would be funnier.
We'll just hire MGK, BB Gun Kelly.
Yeah,
dude, boo me one more time. I'm gonna take your boo.
This is a cold war.
Duncan.
This is a cold war.
I'm a Duncan 11.
Oh, I'm also a Starbucks one. I'll finish that story
I'm
after two.
Dunk on
roll
you.
Over the place. Hey, dickhead.
So you're
I like
10,
this thing with my
Starbucks one and a McDonald's 20.
Thank you,
Brooks. What are your take on the Bucks?
They stunk. And they're eliminated.
Boo.
Get out of here.
And
they stink.
And you'd play for them if they gave you money.
I would never live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin in my life.
Well, maybe they give you a nice spot in Seattle and you can just fly out whenever you're needed.
Why on earth would that be logistically possible?
Damn.
Good answer.
And
Micah's choking the chicken or putting the chickens away, something along those lines.
I'm not choking any chickens.
I'm tightening
putting
the
them
turkey.
Away for the night so they have a safe sleep.
Tightening the turkey.
I'm not choking
yes.
into tightening the turkey.
I've never heard that either.
Before. I sent it to the group chat, you morons.
Yeah.
I'm on an island tonight. You guys vamp. I'm going to take a piss. The floor is yours.
Poor kid.
So you guys see the million alpacas and the Johnny Depp trial?
No.
What? Million alpacas?
Yeah, people brought alpacas or something.
Why?
Wait, really? Wait, yeah. This is real?
I'm not joking.
People are bringing out therapy alpacas for Johnny Depp.
Did you see in the court? No, in the court case, they were like, questioning Johnny Depp's.
You gotta be pulling my third leg.
No, I'm not. Look it up right now. I'm not joking. You gotta look it up.
For a 30-year paycheck.
In the court, she's like, is it not true that you offered Johnny Depp $3.5 million and a million alpacas? And she goes, no. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you just gotta watch it all. It's absurd. Really absurd.
Nothing like dead air.
That wasn't dead
air. Wow,
good job, Luke. Good job, Luke.
Who farted?
No, I said when I put my headphone back in, it was Berkey. Silent.
Do you know anything
silent
more about
deadly?
The million alpacas?
Silent but deadly?
A million alpacas?
I did not expect this whole...
I love how nobody acknowledges me, and I repeat myself.
Cody, there was a reason we weren't acknowledging it.
You know what? Just mute me.
Get good.
plant. Yeah,
it's
in the
like
background.
Trying to play NBA. I just keep making the same mistakes.
Was it NBA? No, it was Madden where you kept making the same mistakes.
Same MLB.
You kept throwing it into my secondary, and I just pick you off easy.
All right, you got like 8 interceptions with the same dude.
I actually threw a lot of interceptions to myself, though.
Jesus Christ. The game's tapped, dude.
You're tapped.
Forget it.
We're all tapped. What do we want to do? What were we doing? Oh, we're doing the Twitter article. Fuck it. We'll take a call.
Hey.
You're live on air, bud.
You're live to tape, pal. This is going to exist. At least Jesse McDonald acknowledges me when I speak.
What's up, Jesse?
Is that Lucas?
What's up, brother? How are you, man?
Oh, yeah. Better hearing your voice. Brandon.
What?
Want to know what makes my day better?
I don't want to know. I didn't ask.
Well, I'm going to tell you anyway.
It's fair.
I love coming on here and hearing Bowen and Cody Hanlon.
No last name, Mr. Z. Wait, what about Lee? What about Lee, man? What the fuck?
Lucas Gray is a Lee. Different story.
Oh, yeah.
Dick. Luke missed the Friday, but he's got a child, so we can give him that excuse.
It's okay if he missed Monday.
I don't know.
And Monday was a fucking disaster. Monday was a long show. It was a two-part show.
No, I didn't this time, though, because I'm distracted. Is that Johnny Lack?
Yeah, dude.
It is. And apparently everyone's talking to anyone but the podcast.
I was putting the chickens
away. Hi, podcast. I don't neglect you.
Brandon.
Yes, Jesse.
So, NBA tip-off's going off pretty soon. What's your prediction for the score?
So ideally, the Warriors win, but Grizzlies win this one because the NBA wants it to be entertaining. Or Mavericks, not Grizzlies.
Yeah, you idiot.
I'm still so pissed at John Morant and the Grizzlies that it's just on my mind. It's just stewing in my brain.
What's the score going to be tonight?
105-98 Dallas. Ideally, 138-110 Golden State. But
so what's
up
with
Dallas
the Yankees
State.
And the Orioles?
Like, dude, how can you be that accurate?
I'm just pulling numbers out of my ass to keep it a buck. But
it's not the only thing you're pulling out of your ass.
Watch
it. You're talking numbers. You gotta get over those gates. You know what I mean? Because he...
That man has no right to talk to me about anything. All of his teams suck.
They like the Bears.
Yes.
Yeah. Fraud. We went to school with a lot of frauds, and they're all in this lobby. What do you know? I would boo it, but everyone reacted to it, so good shit, boys.
Ooh. Brandon, when are we going to start my new podcast?
It's very simple to start a podcast.
I need a co-host.
I mean, yeah. You don't need a ghost. You want one.
I want one.
Yo, why are you spitting truth to him, bro?
I do 3 shows a week, dude. I can't add another to the repertoire yet.
Yo, we need a love guru on this. On the.
We definitely need Jesse's podcast to drop on Tuesday, Luke's to drop on Thursday, and then it'd be a whole week of a network of little creations that we have had here.
I'll do Tuesdays and Saturdays.
Deal.
What do you want to do on Saturday?
Deal. You're
guys,
on.
You're signed on.
You're hired.
I'm gonna do Tuesdays and Saturdays.
You're hired on. You're
seems like a conflict of interest, Mr. HR Cody.
He just got his co-host. So where's the conflict?
I would promote this show.
I ain't got no co-host, and I don't want. I'm gonna do
Jesse's your co-host.
Let's do a little mock show. I like doing things like these. Lacka, Bundy, Cody, we'll quiet down. Let's do a little mock show. Luke, Jesse, the floor is yours. God, I'm good.
You are good. And you're good looking too.
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear the show.
I already love it. They're gonna blow up, dude.
The only thing blowing up is suicide bombers.
Okay.
Or a ceiling fan. Shout out to Travis.
Your co-host adds a lot here, Jesse.
JC.
I think Cody and I have added more than the alleged co-host.
You know what? Let's save the show. We're like the wizards.
This is true.
You are the petty necromancer.
Okay, Brandon, I got a question for you.
I may or may not have an answer.
If you could bring back any old player from any sport, who would it be? Back
from the dead.
Okay, Cody.
Pyromancers, because we're fire. So that means.
So are you going to get back to the podcast? Or...
No. I don't think we are.
This is You're scaring podcast, me. Baby.
Good. we were doing that SNL article. Again, though, I don't really know the whole make SNL punk. When was it punk? Like, I don't understand that part, and then I don't understand what making something punk is. So, if anyone has a final answer on that one, the floor is yours.
Ask your mom.
Didn't they have most jazz artists, too, for, like, the feature band?
Early Bricks, on, I'd imagine.
Bricks, ask your mom. Yeah. She made a punk. Don't let me sit in this one.
Please don't let me sit. Please don't let me sit.
That's the best part of it.
It's like Brandon. Brandon.
It's like Jesse. Someone porta potty tipped me, and I'm just sitting in it.
Yep, Jesse.
What do you think about the Celtics last night?
I mean, everyone gets lucky. It happens. I'm sure you've lost your virginity. Everyone gets lucky. Dude. It happens.
I didn't lose my virginity till the age of 22.
Yeah,
sit in it.
Jesse, aren't you 21? Yeah, I said, didn't you just turn 23?
I'm about to be 23 next week, fool.
Old.
The only thing that's old is your mother.
Ooh, that was actually pretty...
Your mom's so old.
My mother wasn't the youngest one, probably, but...
Your mom's so old when she farts, there's dust coming out of her ass.
Oh, we're recycling your mom jokes from the fourth grade. That's what this show has become. Great. I'm glad I'm a part of this. All right, cool. People. We're going to finish this article.
Okay, what's the article, Mr. Host?
Piss off. So, we read about her wanting to, again, whatever, make SNL more punk, whatever that means. So I'm quoting from the article again. Sarah Sherman may be new to SNL, but the Long Island native has long been a staple in the... this article just makes my head hurt.
Yeah, that's why
has long been a staple in the alternative comedy scene. And I quote...
Alternative comedy.
We'll get to that. And I quote, I've been doing comedy for so fucking long that I know exactly who I am, what I want to do, and it's not going to change. Well, that's your first mistake. You need to change, stupid. It's called growing, but what the fuck do I know?
Brandon's definitely not a grower.
Piss off.
He's a shower.
I don't even know what I would be.
This podcast is a wolf's den. Why not both?
Podcast is a snake pit.
It's a snake pit.
Just a bunch of snakes.
Sit in it.
I heard that one. I don't understand what the alternative comedy scene is. I'll let you guys take some guesses because I have no fucking idea.
I don't know where to begin.
I think it's comedy.
Isn't all comedy?
Maybe
a little bit edgy. Yeah, a little punk. Isn't all comedy punk?
A little bit of punk, man.
That's what makes it comedy, is being edgy.
Well, it's pretty edgy when you're standing on the edge of the stage and some edgy motherfucker comes up and tackles you.
Good save by making it a topical reference. If you didn't do that, I was about to boo you.
You should still boo me.
Thank you. I was just waiting for the permission because those ones hurt even more.
I'm just here to interrupt. I'm like
a little.
I'm like the Igor servant that everybody kicks.
Oh God! I don't go that far. Lord,
I would.
Comedy is funny when, like. People get a little uncomfortable because they don't expect you to go there. Like, I mean, I'm not saying,
that's
you know, drop an N-bombs.
Well, right. Yeah, no, that's not comedy. That's not
funny. If everyone gets these jokes, I don't see an issue with that. I don't understand what the alternative comedy scene is. Are you, like, making jokes about, like, Kurt Cobain? Is that alternative comedy?
Because he's alternative rock. Right? All comedy is edgy. It has to be edgy to be funny.
And he's still alive in an alternative universe.
Cody, do your arms hurt from reaching?
They hurt from masturbating.
Okay.
Is it hurt from reaching around?
Is Lucas still here, dude?
Hi,
Luke. Hello.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
Hi, Luke.
Lucas, I do not smell.
Luke, I smell you from here, you fuck.
Oh, Jesse, dude. Are you still here, bud?
Yep. Hi, Luke.
Very good.
We've gotten two people's answers here.
Everybody's being very patient, very curious, very cordial.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
What is alternative comedy?
I'd say
alternative comedy. Maybe it's like, you know how you have like mainstream rap? Maybe it's underground. I don't know.
Underground comedy.
I appreciate the effort, but I don't think you're right. I wouldn't.
I'm the only one in
town. Oh my god. He literally flushed the toilet on your podcast.
I'm telling you, dude, I can't get professionalism out of one person for 15 minutes ever. Why can't we make that's money the on the show?
That's the new
we're fucking button. Flushing toilets.
Yeah, flush the toilet.
It's the new button. Entertainment.
Yeah, whoever else makes a bad joke, we're just flushing the toilet on you. Live
yeah.
On
yeah.
It's that the was new me boot taking, button, though.
Put it that, on was the me, that was me taking a
put it on the soundboard.
I'm good on that one. Jesse, what is your take on alternative comedy?
Don't give two shits about it.
No, Jesse. Don't answer that question.
What is alternative comedy?
Jesse, I don't know. There's no answer.
What are you holding up in your picture, man? I've been just trying to look at that for the last like 10 minutes.
It's a fish.
Oh.
Is that a pigeon?
Oh, it's like a glove.
Is that what you lost your virginity?
That's a fish. Is that a pigeon?
Oh, that's how he lost his virginity.
Okay, I see it.
Yeah, when I was holding up, it kind of smelled like Brandon's mom.
That's a male fish. That's a male fish, though. That's kind of sus.
Brandon, you got to respond to that, brother. He's dissing out on your own fucking show, bro.
I have the ultimate authority here.
He can just mute whoever he wants to.
Good night, Jesse.
You gotta remember that.
Jesse, good night, Jesse.
Jesse, that's a male fish, bro. That's kind of sus.
That's very sus, but now he's muted. He can't respond to these allegations. And now we're just going to slander him while I wait to unmute
guilty
him.
Guilty until proven innocent.
Exactly. You're guilty until
it's
proven
like
innocent.
Sitting in court right now. Jesse the
The jury has come to a verdict.
And you are guilty. Welcome back,
Jesse's
Jesse.
Been watching basketball and shit.
Jesse, you see how I have the power, my friend, Jesse.
Canceled.
Brooksy, if it makes you feel any better, Jesse was my pain in the ass, okay?
He's back, pal. Jesse, what do you have to say about these allegations? The jury has spoken.
Yeah, we need to save yourself.
The jury has spoken.
Oh, he quaint.
What's up, Jesse?
Do you think it was punk enough?
Was it punk? Was my joke a little too alternative for you?
Was it punk? And...
It might have been.
I think he might be a little hurt because you muted him.
This is true. Podbean's also junk. And
we have to create content out of your emotions and feelings.
we need a proper reaction,
Jesse.
Are you new here?
It was my birthday yesterday.
I'm trying to get him back.
You heard?
What's that, Luke?
It was my birthday yesterday. Nobody said happy birthday, so you guys should all...
Luke, I know you're a Scorpio.
It's not your birthday, dude.
I know it's not your birthday. You know why?
Jesse, close the app and rejoin. Your app's crashing on you. Close the app and rejoin.
Luke, do you know why I know it's not your birthday?
Why is that?
Because I'm your actual friend, you fuck.
I love it.
I know, like, I just fucking, you know, sometimes I have to throw that out there. It was my birthday and shit, and nobody called me.
Bowen, when's your birthday?
Because it means for dinner.
You're twins, you dumbass.
What an asshole.
No, no worries. I don't know when Cody's birthday is either, bro.
I gotta call my twin.
I forgot to get a gift, but what?
Hey, if you guys ever get like Alzheimer's and one of you guys don't, you guys could like maybe sync up brains and
what did you call it?
No, I just tell him to put me down and give Bowen my candy for surgery or something.
Luke, what did you call it?
Put me in a freezer and let him
Alzheimer's.
That's what I thought.
You say Alzheimer's or old times?
Alzheimer's. Like old the time. Alzheimer's game at Fenway Park.
Old timers.
Nah, yo, Alzheimer's. Like Alzheimer's.
It's with a Z, I think. I'm pretty sure it's with a Z. Okay.
Alzheimer's.
Yeah, let's see it, guys. You guys give me your spitting version of it.
Okay, kids.
This is what this show has devolved into. We're now a thesaurus show.
The thesaurus.
Fuck off! I know.
So, like one time, like when I was like in like you know like.
In fourth grade, my favorite dinosaur was a thesaurus.
Yo. All right, kids, I think it's time to talk about our P's and Q's. my I's and T's.
Any more puns you got?
I cross the T's and dot the I's and I'm done.
Smoke some weed and I get high.
Yeah, bars.
Anything else from you guys?
So
yes.
Hold up. Ready?
Oh, I had a bus driver call the cops on me today.
Really? Let's talk about that.
So I pull up in front of the Academy of Music. Would you rather do a song with the Island Boys or with Pete Davidson and Chris Webby?
Oh, we'll get to the song. Bundy, the floor is yours.
All right. So I pull up for my first student in the Academy of Northampton, Academy of Music in Northampton, and I'm in the... So, like, they're doing, like, this art museum stuff. It's in downtown Northampton. They're doing this side art, like, program or whatever. So, it's heavy traffic in and out. A lot of public transportation. So, I'm in front of... What is with all these sounds?
I know.
Oh, shit. I know. I got you.
There we go.
Anyway, so, I go to pull over, and I'm right in front of where the bus stop is. It's, like, the tow zone, like, no parking. I'm only there for a second. And I see the lady who I'm about to drive with walking over to the car to hop in and stuff, right? And the bus driver gets out and comes up to me. He's like, you know, I just called the cops on you. The police are on their way right now. You're not supposed to park here. I'm like, dude, I could order lunch and have it delivered to the Academy of Music and show up before the police do. Like, there's a funeral line. There's, like, construction. I was basically telling them to piss off. Like, oh, I'm so scared. The cops are coming. And literally the girl gets in and I leave. But, like, the bus driver came out. You know, it was so awkward. He's like, you know, the cops are coming. They're on their way right now. I was like,
who tells somebody that? Like,
that's so you get stupid.
Fucking beat.
I'm like, what's up? Literally, basically, yeah. I was like, I'm sure they are. And then she got in and we left.
I'm sure they are.
So that's that. That's why I started my morning.
Oh, started my morning.
That's fraud. Yeah. Crazy.
That is like, oh my god.
Do you think maybe he may have been a...
Yes, I do. I think so, dude.
Okay.
Sure, acting like it.
That would
goes
explain.
Through your head, though. I'm going to call the cops and then walk over and tell
this
them
is,
that I
this
did.
Is super so illegal what is happening right now.
I was like, dude, you're just cops.
I feel morally obligated to do something about it at this very moment.
Yeah, I'm not even sure you call it. I'm pretty sure that, but
yeah, you guys
just wanted you to give him head.
empty threats. He's like, he's like
this stranger didn't walk up to me and offer me dome, so I'm gonna do something about it.
Yeah, it was weird.
So I'm gonna make him give dome in prison. Yep, I'll sit in it.
I was trying so hard not Brixie. To laugh at it.
I know you are, you prick.
Move to the back row of this podcast panel.
Seriously.
You're in the
I am row. Now at the hierarchy.
We need a
I'm
need
at
a dunce cap.
The pinnacle.
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, we need to wrap it up pecking key. Order.
I've hit the cusp.
I mean, I think we know what the pecking order is.
I am the goddamn alpha, and you are the beta cuck. That doesn't fuck.
Cody. If you go back to the last Spotify show, I think you maybe said 25 words.
24 word. That's like a ballad. That's like a that's poetry right there. That is,
I probably
like,
said 425.
That is like a eulogy. Okay,
and I wrote the Bible.
I bet you could. I bet you could play it backward, and it would be like, it would be like a beautiful symphony.
Yo, Lucas is acting really sus. He's texting me. He's like, I just heard something super bad. I was like, did someone say the N-word? And he's like, no, super bad. I was like, that's pretty bad, dude.
Dude, Superbad was a good movie.
Lucas, you're still...
Lucas! What the fuck are you doing?
Stop fucking texting me.
No, Superbad was a really good movie, though.
It was okay.
That's a classic.
Are we ready for Rapid Fire?
Yes. Ooh, I watched that movie too much. It's kind of dry. All
right. Good question, y'all.
I don't think you have any idea how fast I really am. How fast as fuck, boy.
This is Rapid Fire.
Oh, my goodness. It's time to shine.
All right, Laga.
That was good, dude. Okay, I fucking
so
love that.
Like, next time you hop into that beat, extend it a little bit longer.
I should, but I won't. I'll just tell you each week that I'm going to do it.
You cut it out on bar 2.5, which is really weird. Just had to say
because
that. Okay.
I just wanted it to be funny.
Okay,
it was funny. I enjoyed
some horrible answers. I'm so excited for your horrible answers. Number one, choose your president: Skeet Davidson or Kanye Best.
Kanye Best.
Oh, I'm taking Kanye all day. Like Kendrick Lamar said, Kanye West might let me get some head inside the residence. He said it, not me.
All right, pick one. Blunts or bongs?
Bongs.
The other one's gone forever.
Blunts.
Oh, shit. One's gone forever? Oh, fuck. Bongs, because I don't need tobacco every time I smoke. I'm taking bongs.
Yeah, bongs.
Yeah, I hit bongs.
Jesse,
all
the fuck, pal? You don't smoke?
I really
that sucks.
What
does say? Fed.
What does say? Blunts? Oh, I got you.
All right. Here's another one. What is the greatest movie ever made?
Jesse's a suspect.
Period. The greatest movie ever made.
I got one.
Let me hear it.
Ooh, this is
Napoleon Dynamite.
You can't do that.
Good choice.
Interstellar.
Oh,
dude, shut
good choice.
That was some twin shit, dude. All
right,
you heard that?
I'm changing up hard. Fuck all that. I like that though. That's a good.
What is it called? Fucking Johnny Depp. He, fucking, he was a coke.
Fear and Loathing.
Oh,
or Blow.
Oh, dude, yeah. I literally know what the best movie is. I thought of this myself the other day. I can't think of the best movie ever made.
I've got
mine.
Jurassic Park.
That's a good one.
Shrek.
that's iconic. That's not the best.
That was pretty good, dude.
I'm going to say 1939 King Kong.
Ooh.
Is the best movie ever made.
Have you guys ever watched the porno spoof King Dong?
Those graphics and effects. It must have been incredible at that
point. OG Mudbone.
Damn, dude.
Okay.
That was a good question.
I'm glad you like that joke, Cody.
Scenario. Hello.
Hi.
Scenario. You're at an ATM withdrawing money. It breaks. It keeps giving you money. A cop is watching you. What do you do?
Take the money. Act like it's nothing is going on. Like you just break it.
Like that shit's shooting. I'll be like, I don't know why it's coming out so fast, but it's about to break my bank. Like,
nah, you just cover that part. You know what I mean?
Nah, I'd be like,
you
I'd
can't
be,
look
I'd
sus be, in front of the cop though.
Right, I'd be playing it off.
Why is that?
Like
he's not thinking nothing sus. He's just thinking you're taking out your money.
He saw the whole thing.
Yo, I would.
I just broke and it's spitting out bills.
Yep.
But
I'd be like, dude, I just withdraw. Like, it let me withdraw. I bypass on my black card and
I would withdraw a couple million. I would ask him if his camera's off at that point.
He
wants to split it.
That's what I do. I commit a double crime and bribe the cop.
No.
Cops are so corrupt. I'd be like, shut that body camera off. Half of this is yours. You saw nothing, prick. Or if you did see something, I'm calling you a racist cop.
Well, no, actually, I wouldn't do that because there's a camera on the fucking ATM. So fuck.
Piss on it.
Okay,
yeah, I double crime it. That's
dinner and a show.
I'd be like, no. I'd be like, no. This is one of them rigged ATMs.
I guess it depends on how much comes out, though.
It's like, a prank,
yeah, you can play it off like, someone's.
No, you'd be like, oh no, this happens all the time. Don't worry.
Oh yeah, no, these are fake bills. I was doing a prank.
Like, yeah, but
oh, shit,
I contacted the
ATM agency, and we're doing a video for YouTube.
Yeah, these are public figure. The camera's over there, you know. Stuff like
I don't know, dude.
Start looking around for Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, start looking for Ashton.
Am I unplugged?
Yo, where did my camera dude go?
Is that a guy with a boom?
Ones are fun. Here's another scenario.
Oh boy.
You're at a fancy restaurant, the fanciest you can think of, and you ate the bad clam. So you run into the bathroom, and it turns into that scene from Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
When he's in the bathroom. Yep. And then there's no toilet paper, and you're at a strange place.
Oh,
what
God
do you do?
Hold on. Before anyone answers.
Use somebody else's socks.
Hey, Cody.
Okay.
I'd say use your underwear and go commando.
When you define bad clam, was it the food or was it my date?
It could be whatever gets you in the bathroom.
Okay. At that point.
To take the Dumb and Dumber scene, to create the Dumb and Dumber scene.
Laka, you said it exactly what I was thinking. Take your underwear off, wipe with that, and throw that shit in the trash. And come
I've never seen Dumb and Dumber.
But, like, this is, like, the highest, fanciest, upscale restaurant.
Well, that's
and your name is on your underwear. Your name is on your underwear.
Like, believe it or not, I've never seen Dumb and Dumber, so give me a quick, like, rundown.
You haven't? You haven't seen Dumb and Dumber?
I watched like the first 25 minutes and I passed out.
He finally gets to go on a date with this girl and goes to pick her up. And like his friend for a prank puts like laxatives in his coffee. They hit him the minute he gets to like this girl's house. So he runs inside and blows up her bathroom. Like it's one of the funniest scenes in comedy. Like the way he's like portrayed doing it. And then after she's like, I hope you're not going number two. Like that toilet's broken. And so he can't flush. So he ends up throwing it out the window. It's a huge scene. It's like the funniest thing I've ever seen. He throws the shit out the window, bro.
I know it has Jim Carrey. I didn't even see.
Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels, dude. They both have like the greatest performances ever. Anyway, moving on. You're a WWE wrestler. What is your stage name?
Cunt.
Okay,
that's a good one. Damn.
What is your stage name? You can't see me. No. Something that you want to like scream.
Gay Mysterio.
Fuck, that's hard. They just call me Bander, you know.
Yo, guys, I have a scenario for you.
No problem.
What's up?
You too.
So you're sleeping on a top floor and you wake up in the middle of the night, right? And then you hear your mom downstairs scream for you, and you're like, you go run down the stairs. But halfway down the stairs, you're like, you hear upstairs, your mom's like, Luke, don't go down there.
Oh, that's not me. That's not really me, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So you're stuck. Oh shit, dude!
Who would you trust?
You're stuck in the middle of the stairs.
I just go back to bed. Fuck that.
Yeah,
run the fuck outside. I'd be run down the road. I'd probably sleep on the grass in someone's lawn or something. Because I'm not fucking with all that.
Luke, what's your WWE stage name?
You could do that to your kid. You could put like a recording of your voice downstairs, and then you could yourself be upstairs, and then you know pull that off. If you like one night were up drinking and you respond your kid waiting for your kid to get up to piss.
So can't you already do that with Alexa?
I don't know. But you can probably get like a remote one, you can keep pressing a button where it has a couple lines of dialogue to set off.
That's so fucked up.
And then you're like, yo,
I have my WWE name.
Yo,
yeah.
If you could
yeah, what is it?
That shit.
I would be the Bamboo Bastard Bonsai Brooks.
Ooh.
The BBBB.
I like it.
Damn right.
BBBB.
My side hurts from Gay Mysterio.
The BBW.
Lucas, I'd go back to bed, though.
I'd probably be the Blurry Scurry Luke.
What the fuck? The blurry.
No, seriously, scurry. Say it again. What?
The Matt Masher.
The blurry, scurry Luke. He scurries around all blurry. The cunt stunt.
It really paints a picture.
Okay. Does it? Does it?
Does what it? Would you eat for your last meal?
Green eggs and ham.
What a fucking.
Green eggs and ham.
I'd have some salmon and shit, but like the whole thing. So I'm gonna eat till I puke. My last meal.
I'd have some toaster strudels, some couscous, Fruit Loops,
butter on a Pop Tart.
I don't even need this segue. You're just being a.
Yeah, I definitely want some fruit too.
No, I get a nice steak.
Nice potatoes, then some ice cream. And then fucking just shoot me.
I would have a nice pan of homemade mac and cheese.
Oh, mac and cheese. Yeah, bro.
I'd eat Alec Baldwin's ass.
Yo, mac and
cheese. You know who won't eat Alec Baldwin's ass?
Green Tonight's eggs and ham is my last meal.
Nope, not a place where an ad read, Cody.
That was so funny.
All right. The worst part was, hold on, I didn't answer yet. Like, the worst part was, I was about to give Cody his flowers for being on a bender on the second half of the show. It only took him an hour to get going, but since then he's been on fire, and then he wants to throw in an ad read talking about ass eating. I don't think it works like that.
Yo, y'all gotta hear that back. That was so fucking funny. I was gonna mention Lack as tonight's sponsor because that was pretty.
Are you suggesting that Lack eats ass? Because that's a theory I could get behind.
No.
He's civilized. So,
whoa. That's an innuendo. That's an innuendo. That's a theory you could get behind.
Behind. He's savage.
OJ Simpson is a really good guy.
Which one?
Okay.
I don't know. My final meal would be fucking.
Why do you put cinnamon in your orange juice?
Shut up. What'd he say?
I don't know. Maybe
These are really good questions.
He said he put cinnamon in his orange juice.
Whoa. Sure.
Anyways, that's the next question, John.
Hold on, Brooks. Yeah, is that lobster?
Yeah.
Nice.
I didn't even look any of these up like on the internet. I created these. These last three are good. If animals could talk, would you still eat meat?
If animals could talk,
and were like pretty intelligent and communicating.
Oh, dude, that's no.
No, I would not.
Would you still eat meat?
Yes.
No. I don't know.
They're still dumber than me. They live outside. I live under a roof. They're still lesser than me in society.
Yeah, but like octopus are so.
What if they choose to? You're like not leave the carbon.
Imagine you're like you raise this cow and they're like you go bring the gun to him. He's like, oh, it's my time, huh?
Yeah, right.
How fucked up
with that? Brooksy, do you get to the Cloud District very often, Brooks?
I would literally if he was like, oh, it's my time. If a cow's, oh, I was like, you can't do it to me. It's my time. I'd be like, you're damn right. It's your time. Look what's coming up, buddy. I'm saving you.
You'd be able to hear the mice talk in your walls, bro.
If they were intelligent,
you're like, fucking dumb rights activists. They don't know where they're near you.
So, like,
Brooksy, you can hear mice talk. They probably join society.
You know,
what are you, a Cinderella princess?
Cody, you went from a heater to falling off a cliff. Pull it together, buddy.
Yeah, what's with the Cloud District, bro?
Yo, because he's over here being pretentious. He's like, you fucking peasants. And then
I get what he's saying now. The cloud thing, yes.
And parsimony. And then Lax over here, like he's. Oh, you're talking to mice in the wall. Like,
oh, they might have feelings. Like that's tough. I gotta eat. I'm not gonna become a rabbit just because they can talk to me. Sorry.
That's perspective, dude.
Oh my god, yeah, that's crazy.
Good at this segment. Usually I check out during this segment, though.
This one's tough. It's either one or the other. Would you rather be 3 feet tall or 9 feet tall?
9 feet tall.
Yeah, 9 feet tall. Like, I'm not trying to smell people snatch.
I'd go
just to the point where everything sucks.
No, because yeah. No, it's you're fine just tall enough where no rides stuck to doorways. Yeah, but yeah. If you're 3 feet tall, everybody's walking over you. Nobody
yeah, but like you could fit comfortably on anything. That's amazing. I'm 3 feet.
Yeah,
people are putting their nutsack hardly.
What if you're 3 foot and very large?
I'm already like 6'2" or something.
Like a bowling ball.
Then it would be hard to maneuver.
I mean, you're smelling snatch 24/7. Like, imagine going to an amusement park. All you can smell is crotch.
All you'd see were asses.
Nice. Well, half of them
perspective,
are...
Perspective, baby!
Half of them are the same sex as you, and unless you swing both ways, that might be a problem.
You got a lot of ground to make up.
No. That might be a problem.
Yeah, I'd definitely go for 9 feet tall.
You'd at least get the world record for being the tallest man alive.
Probably the smelliest man alive.
I believe the tallest man alive was
like
11
feet. Yeah,
I can't imagine you live long either.
Yeah, dude, it puts serious strain on your circulatory system.
Yeah, his bones actually disintegrated over time from the pressure.
Wait, say that again?
Because gravity holds him harder than anyone else because he has more... more mass, more weight.
Yeah,
so gravity pulls him harder. His bones actually disintegrate.
It's a real thing because my bones are disintegrating because my dick's so heavy.
yo, off subject, I'm going to be sleeping on the couch tonight. My girl just got out of the shower and I was just waiting by the door. And she opened the door and fucking shut it. Yeah. Now she shut the door and it's... not gonna talk to me for the rest of the night.
What'd you do? What'd you do?
Content, baby.
Yes, sir.
This final question is a doozy. Are you all ready?
No. Yes.
This one's gonna be the hardest question you'll ever answer. Okay.
Okay.
Are you all ready? I don't even want to tell you.
It's too good.
I don't even wanna.
Yes, we can go.
I'm just gonna sit here.
Red pill or blue pill?
Okay.
Red pill
or
blue
pill? Alternate universes. We each host this podcast. Each of us host our own podcast, and it's ours. The same one.
Okay.
Instead of broadcast.
Give me your intro. I want to hear your intro.
Ooh, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Rapper Podcast. I'm your host, Bundy Beats. Here with my co-host, Brandon Brooks.
Okay.
That was so fucking
plagiarized me. My intro.
That was Briggs' word for an intro, but the names are switched.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Wrap It Up Podcast. I am the best podcaster through all of the alternate universes. Your host, Lack.
Yeah.
Peace and love.
Lack, there's a universe where we're doing this exact same show, but I'm the one that asked that question. No,
yeah,
but I'm the one that asked the question.
Or Brooks was the one that asked this question.
Yeah, or Cody. Or Lee.
Or Brooks is the worst on air.
Yeah. In an alternate
universe. You guys already know how I'd start the shit. What's up? I'd just be like, you know how I run the show. I slander people out. You don't belong here. Subscribe and then unsubscribe. The whole nine yards. It would be bullet points.
Mine would be Mukbang Gucci Gang. Welcome to the podcast. Boom.
Instant unsubscribe.
Yep.
I'd be like, in one sentence, you lost 50K.
Feel free to subscribe and then unsubscribe. Please leave a dislike. You don't belong here.
Reverse
you don't belong here. This is not the podcast for you. Whoever
I think
you
I
are,
literally just
you are
do it the way I
this.
Start the interviews. Be like, all right.
Kick rocks. Bite dust.
Bite dust.
Okay. I'm done with my questions, but I got one more for y'all.
Oh, boy.
What's your favorite color?
Golf.
Emerald green.
What is that, brother?
Maroon. Okay. Here's a little tougher
question. All right, I want you to guess all the colors.
What
That's
color
a better
is math?
One.
What color is math?
Blue. It's always the blue. No, black. Black.
Red.
Black.
It's red.
What color
I'd
is
math?
Math?
Red. Suck my fucking nuts.
Math
science
is
green.
Red. Science
no,
is
that,
green.
No, that's
because is yellow.
That's because that's what they taught you in school. But if science is actually black, because black
we went
is
to the
everything.
Same school, dipshit.
It's
taught us the same
it's
thing.
Everything.
We were in the same class.
Fight me.
I wanted to a lot.
Everything was black.
So yeah, science is green, math is red.
I thought it was blue. I always had a blue math notebook. So it was weird.
Yeah.
Red history or yellow history. English was usually.
Yeah, yellow's history.
Yeah, I just got a bunch. You guys didn't just buy a bundle of like one color book.
I don't think you took notes ever.
I had black books. I had five black notebooks.
It shows.
I sat in it, but I'm not hitting the soundboard.
Everything was black. Binders, folders.
Was it pronounced binders or binders?
Oh my god, that's not even a question.
Binders, fuck off. I had somebody ask me if it was called quesadilla or quesadilla. I was like, it's quesadilla, baby. Don't worry.
Is that a Pokemon?
That's what I thought, but boy, oh boy, did I get a laugh when she asked for a quesadilla, and the lunch lady looked at her like she had four heads.
Ow, you're welcome. Fuck.
Quesadilla.
I didn't really feel like that much of an asshole. The whole time I was an asshole. All right, you crustaceans, any final thoughts?
Crustaceans.
Crustaceans. Mr. Krabs. You're a sea bug.
I don't have any, no, I don't think so.
I don't think you had many thoughts today, buddy.
But, just don't park in the bus section.
That's
such an
insult.
Nah.
You had no thoughts today.
Nah.
That's such an insult.
Simple.
How good things happen, but I have no idea who the fuck it is. I only ask Ryan.
Good God.
Yo, what's up, man?
Anyways, that's a final thought and a half.
Pinch it off. Sometimes you just gotta pinch it off.
Correct. We will talk to you guys Monday. Peace.
No.
He's like already.
That's the intro. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.